This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The reported stabbing of a state park ranger earlier this week was a hoax. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says the ranger stabbed himself. Tuesday's incident led law enforcement to close Staunton State Park to search for a suspect. Today, the ranger was arrested on multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. The Sheriff's Office says after interviewing him, they found inconsistencies with his story. The ranger is still hospitalized in Lakewood and will be transferred to jail upon his release. Vail has settled a lawsuit with Lakota artist Danielle Seawalker. Her residency in the town was canceled last year after someone complained about a painting she made, commenting on the war in Gaza.
Ultimately, we settled on something that I thought was pretty fair and equitable and would allow other Native and underrepresented community members and artists, creatives to also be able to have an advantage from the settlement.
The ACLU of Colorado represented Seawalker. In its announcement today, the group said Vail agreed to fund a new art program, host an annual powwow, and sponsor a community forum on Israel and Palestine. And COVID-19 cases are climbing in Colorado, though the numbers are still relatively low. Currently, 63 people are hospitalized with the virus. That's down from 80 last week, and most utilities tracking the virus report increasing coronavirus trends. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.